Okay, we are on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. So, Bezrin, those of you who are listening to this sometime on Sunday, on the third day of Chol HaMoed, Bezrin, tonight sometime I'll have yesterday's daf on. Today, though, will be understandable even without yesterday's. You can listen to them out of order. Bezrin, sometime tonight, yesterday was a great daf, and Bezrin will have it up later today or tonight. So, by tomorrow morning, this is tomorrow's daf right now, and you'll have both of them by tomorrow morning. Okay, so we're in the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. Let's just go back. Actually, I forgot a Rambam. I'm going to Rambam's Madaf. Says the Gemara, we're in the whole blot here is about statements of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, about all various different things. So we were speaking about Noach, and now let's go back just two lines that we did already. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines up. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, it's the first Rambam. Any house where you hear Divrei Torah in it at night, will never be destroyed. As it says, it should never be said, where is Hashem Osai, my maker, meaning it's not going to be destroyed, that you'll have to call it Osai, no saints miros balayla. The one who gives Zmiros at night. Torah is called Zmiros. So what's the uniqueness of at night? So the Rashi here says, why lahakidach alayla? Shahakol nishma lamei rachok. Because at night, it's quieter, so you hear Torah out loud. But the Rambam, so that's why it's nothing substantive of at night. But the Rambam, which I referred to yesterday, says in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Ava bishat mitzvah lomo bayom balayla, in adam lomad rov chachmaso ela balayla. Though it's a mitzvah to learn day and night, a person doesn't learn most of his chachma except at night. Lefichach, misha ratza lezakos bekeser ha-Torah, yizar b'chol leilosav, v'lo yobad afilu achas mehen, b'sheina v'achilu v'shasiya v'sicha v'chayotzi behen, ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. Every single one of the nights of our lifetime should have some divrei Torah in it. It should not just be filled with other actions. Amr Chachamim ain't Garna Shal Torah Ella Balayla, Chala Osik Batar Balayla, Chucha Chazadim Shachala Bayom. The Rambam here in Parak Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, strongly encourages learning at night. That's what I always do with my Talmidim about encouraging them to have night Seder. But that's the Rambam about night Seder. Learning at night is something special. Okay, that's the Rashi, the Rambam on this line of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Amr Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miyom Shachar Beis Hamigdash, Dayo LaOlam Sheyishtamish B'Shtei Osios. From the day that the base of Hamikdash was destroyed, it's enough for the world to use two osios. The two osios meaning the Shem Hashem of two osios. Shneamar, kol haneshama tahal al ka haluka. All neshamos could praise Hashem with ka, with yud k. Rashi here explains what does it mean. All neshamos. Previously, only some neshamos, meaning the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim and the base of Hamikdash could use the full Shem Hamafurish, but not all neshamos could use that. But post Churban Habayis, that's why the name. The name that is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by us to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud and then a Hey, Yud K, and that also relates to the Rashi at the end of Parashat B'Shalach. It says Ki Yad Al Kes Ka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not going to be Shalem until the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed again, is built again, and Amalek is gotten rid of. And it says Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. Kes is a half a word. It doesn't say Kisei. And there Rashi says that it's only Yud K in Olam Hazeh, because it's only going to be Yud K Vavki again when the Beis Hamikdash is Bez Hashem rebuilt. The Amar Abiram Ben Elazar and Eskal LaBavel Eskal LaShcheinaha. When Bavel was cursed, its neighbors were also cursed. Eskal LaShomron is Baruch Hushcheinaha. But when Shomron, when Eretz Yisrael was cursed and destroyed and became desolate, Nisbaruch Hushcheinaha, its neighbors were blessed. How do you know by Bavel? Because what does it say describing Bavel? I will make Bavel into a marash kipod. Rashi explains a place where wild animals can roam free. So if you have a certain neighborhood where wild animals can roam free, they don't know like which neighborhood they're allowed to go into, which neighborhood not. So if you have a neighborhood next to the one where there are wild animals, it's going to affect that one too. So that's why Niskala Bavel, Niskala Shchineha. But Niskala Shomron, Nisbarchu Shchineha. But when Shomron was cursed, when Eretz Yisrael was cursed, Nisbarchu Shchineha, its Shchinim were blessed. Tchsiv Satilu Shomron La'ayasada L'matai Kerem. It became vineyards. It became vineyards, so the whole area became productive in terms of vineyards. There are other chazals that say that there's a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, that once we leave Eretz Yisrael, the land doesn't work for anybody else, and it doesn't grow things for anybody else. So maybe it means it's nizbarach for other shcheinim, but it's not fully like what it usually does. But that's how you put that other chazal together. Okay. Top line. Oh, I forgot to mention one. The little Tosfos in the previous Amud by Kol HaNeshama just quotes one line. How does Kol HaNeshama relate to the fact that the base of Migdash is desolate? So the Tosfos quotes Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel Kari Bei HaNeshama B'Dagesh. Meaning from the word Shemamon, from the word desolate. That's how you word. That's how you get Kol HaNeshama. Okay, next. Remember, you're Ben Elazar, top of the Amud. Bo Reish Lamidah Kamidah Zagar Baruch Baruch Hu Midah Zbasav Adam. When somebody accepts judgment from Hashem, it's different than when he accepts judgment from a Basar Vadam, from a human king. Midas Basar Vadam, Mischayev Adam Habrigal Amalchus. When a person is Chayev Misa to a Basar Vadam, when he gets his Chayev to have the death penalty, when he's sentenced, what does he do? Matin lo chika l'toch piv. You gotta put a chika, which is something that holds the mouth. Holds the mail so he can't talk. L'tok pev, you put that into his mail. Kadeshali kalas amela. Because what happens? He's upset at the king. He's like, oh, how can you do this to me? He's upset. He'll start cursing the king. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Mischayev Hariga, L'makom. Rechmano L'slan, somebody's Chayev Misa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shosech, he doesn't say anything. Shenemar L'cha Dumiyati Hila. Right, something happens, and he says, L'cha, to you is silence. Silence is praise. So he doesn't say anything. V'la'od, right, this is the godless of a Jew, El Shem Shabeach. And he accepts Saris, and he not only is he quiet, he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar Tehila, right? It says L'chadu Yat Tehila, V'lo Od Elo Shadobel Ob Kiilam Akriv Karban. And not only that, but it says if when the person is being killed, that he's giving himself as a karban. Shenemar L'cha Yishulam Neder. To you, I'm fulfilling a neder. Meaning a neder is a promise. It's what I'm supposed to, what I was supposed to fulfill. The Marsha here explains why is there a difference? Because when it comes to a human king, if a human king kills you, that's all he can do. What can he do after that? So you could curse him because you're already dead. You're already Chayim Misa. What more can he do to you? But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you always know there's always more. There's always future stages of existence. We know that this world is only one stage. So that's why a person is Shosig also, because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the future stages of life. There's one Vilna Gaon here, which is a little off the topic, but it has to do with a word in the Gemara here on a Rashi. It says, when a person is Chayiv Lahariga Malchus, Matin Locho Chika L'toch Piv. What's a Chika? So Rashi here says, on the top, Chika, Eitz Sheposeach Piv Shelo Yachol Adaber. A piece of wood that you stick in the mouth so that he can't talk. Is that a piece of wood that keeps the mouth closed or keeps the mouth open that he can't talk? Rashi here isn't so explicit. It's just you put the eights in so he can't talk. So it's a Vilna going to Parshas Balak. This is a Vilna going to take home. Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, Vayan Bilam Vayomar, right? Bilam says, Lo uchal avaris pi Hashem la'asos la'avaris pi Hashem alokai la'asos ketana o gedola. Bilam says, I can't violate the word of Hashem. He says to Balak to do something small or big. Ask the Vilna Gaon. If he can't do something small, of course he can't do something big. Why does the Pasuk say he can't do something small or big? Question one. Question two. Why does he use two shemos of Hashem? Hashem Elokai. I can't violate the P Hashem Elokai to do something small or big. So says the Vilna Gaon. There's a medrash. Medrash says as follows. There's a medrash pliya, as he calls it, meaning a medrash that requires much explanation. The medrash says, Vayashem Hashem Dvar Befi Bilam. Hashem put words in Bilam's mouth. Chad Amar Chika V'chad Amar Resen. One man Amar says it was a chika that he put into his mouth, as it says, ma'akov v'kaba kale. For some reason, a chika has to do with that pasuk. And one says he put a resen, which is ma'ezom lo za'am Hashem, yudke vavke. Resen and a chika are two types of mouth, things that you put in the animal's mouth in order so he can't speak. So, but he darshin it from ma'akov v'kaba kale, ma'ezom lo za'am Hashem. So it says in Megra, divrei ha'med, it's the Talmidim of the Megra, they wrote the Kol Eliyahu. Divrei ha'med, you're stumin ma'od. What's going on here? The chika and the resen, what's the difference based on these psukim? So says the Vilna Gaon. There's a difference between a resen and a chika. A chika is something that you put into the animal's mouth so it stays shut and it can't open. So you see in fish, like you put this needle through or this wooden piece through and it can't open. The resen is the opposite. The resen is that you push so hard on the animal's mouth that you pressure it so that the tongue comes and sticks out, and you force the tongue to stick out, and that's how you force it not to speak. That's the difference between a chika and a resen. A chika closes it that you can't talk, it closes it totally, and a resen, it does the opposite, it pushes it so that you're forced to open. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's the machlokas here between the two Manta Amars. Is it focusing on the aspect that Bilam was forced not to say something, the curses, or forced to say something to force to say the brachas? That's the difference between the chika and the resen. The chika is what forced him not to say something. The resen is something what forced him to say something. But then the Vilna Gaon adds, what was Bilam trying to do? He wanted to say the Shem Hashem of Midas Hadin. He wanted to say one that's strict justice to punish Abedei Yisrael. Midas Hadin is Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. But what did Hashem make him say? Hashem made him say Midas Harachamim. Right? He made him. He wanted to say Midas Zib, but he ended up saying Midas Harachamim. So what does the Gra say? Elokim again is Midas Ha. Elokim is Mora on Din. Even though the beginning of the word Elokim, Kel, is Midas Hachesed. Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim, even though Yud Kei, the beginning of Shem Havaya, is Midas Adin. So what Bilam wanted to say, Elokim. So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him, closed up his mouth, he couldn't continue, so he ended up saying Kel, which is Midas HaRachamim. Bilam wanted to say Ka, which is Midas Adin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him to continue, so that, I'm sorry, he wanted to say Midas Adin, Ka, which is Midas Adin. Hashem forced him to continue to say Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaChesed. So he says, that's the Pesuk of the Medrash. One says Chika, which means stopped him from talking. What's the Pesuk of the Medrash? Because Va'eko Va'kaba Kel. Because Kel is the Rach. I can't. Hashem stops me. Stop. I say Kel, and I can't say anymore. He puts a Chika in my mouth. I can't talk anymore. That's why he quotes that Pesuk. And then the other Pesuk is Ma'ezom Lozaim Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. How can I curse somebody that Hashem didn't curse? That's a Resed. Why? Because he forces me to say something, forces me to say, I want to say Elokim, and I can only say Kel. So that's the Chika of the rest. And in one case, he forces me to continue. In one case, he forces me to stop. And that's the Pshat of the Pasuk. I can't say Lavar Hashem Elokai, the two names of Hashem, Lasos Katana Obdola. I can't say the small Shem Hashem that I want to say, to be this Adin, and I can't say the Gadol, the longer Shem Hashem that I want to say. So you put together the two different Shemos of Hashem of the Medrash, the Resen and the Chika, and the Katana Obdola, you have a Vilna Go to give Pshat in the Pasuk of Parshas Balak. And that's based on this. Again, you can put that into the Rashi here. A chika, an eighth, that forces the mouth not to talk, but now we know the difference between a chika and a resa. Okay, let's continue. Hainu, that's the sixth or seventh line. Hainu, Damar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mai Dechziv, and this, that the regarding the reaction of someone who is Chayiv Misa, this is related to what Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. Mai Dechziv, what does it say in the Pasuk of Tehillim? Ovrei Be'emek Habacha. Literally, those that walk in the valley of Bacha, death or confusion, Mayan Yishisuhu Gam Brachos Yatem Moreh. That's the end of that's the pasuk. But now we're going to darshan it. Ovre, what is the word Ovre? Elu b'dei adav she'over number tzonah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That refers to those who transgress the will of God. Emek, what's the word Emek? Depth shema'amikin lahen gehenim. That they are ma'amikin lahem gehenim. They are ma'amik for themselves gehenim. We'll get back to that lashon in a minute. That these people are over here, so no, they dig their own gehenim. Habacha shebochin umoridin dema'os. They cry and shed tears. K'ma'ayan shel shishin. Like going down into the Mayan of Shishin. Mayan of Shishin, Rashi here quotes, is from the end of Sukkah, that they used to pour, there used to be two holes on the southwest side of the Mizbeach. One hole was where all the wine went down, the Nisach HaYayin from every day, there were Nisach HaMayim, Yayin, and the other little hole was for Nisach HaMayim, which only happened a couple days a year, Sukkot, the only time that you ever poured water. But those went into Shishin. Those were Shishin, that's what it's called, that dripped in, all, and it goes down, it talks about underground, there was this conduit that took them all out to the Gananim, to the gardens, away from Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara that Habach is that they cried as much demos as you could fill up the Ma'ayan, the well under Shishin, under these holes. Gam brachos yatem moreh. What is the last phrase? Shematzikin alayim asadin. Even though they violated and they're going down, they're mamikin lahem gehenim and they're shedding tears and they're masik asadin. Va'omer lefanav and they say Rabbanu shel olam yafeh danta. You judge properly. Yafeh zachisa. Yafeh chiyafta. Yafeh tikanta gehenim l'rishayim gan eden l'sadikin. So you see that there, this statement of Rishon and Levi, that the Rishon are matzik the din in the end, based on this pasuk. Essentially, he says Yafet Tikanta Gehenim Rishon. Hashem fixed Gehenim and Rishon, Gehenim and Gan Eden. The Gemara Masechet tells us there were six or seven things that were created before the world. One was Torah, one was Tshuva, two others were Gan Eden, Kisei HaKavod. One other one, but two of them were Gan Eden and Gehenim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before the world. There are different Chazals, mostly Zohars, about is Gan Eden, because we're going to have Gemaras here that seem to say that Gan Eden and Gehenim are places in this world, on this world. We're going to learn about Pesachim, where on the earth are the entrances. But there are different chazals, whether it's somewhere in this world, whether some say Gan Eden is the Pesach of Gan Eden is the Maris Machpelah, there's going to be another place said here. But either way, there are going to be different chazals, but whether it's somewhere in Olam Hazeh, whether it's somewhere in the future. But here it says, Hashem, Yafet Tikanta, great that you created Gehenim for the Rishayim and Gan Eden for the Tzadikim. There is one Nefesh HaChayim. I can't say I fully understand it, or at least half understand it, but I just wanted to mention it to you, because it has to do with the lashon that we just read. It says, Emek Shama'amikin Lahem Gehenim. Right, the emek, the depths that they dig for themselves, Gehenna. What do you mean dig for themselves? At the end, it says that Hashem was misakin it. So the nefesh achayim in Shar Aleph, usually in nefesh achayim, Shar Dalet is what's learned because that's all about the godless of Talmud Torah. The first few Sharim are all kabbalistic, but here in Shar Aleph, I saw quoted. It talks about this line of the Gemara. What does it mean? But first, he talks about Gan Eden and Olam Haba. He says when each of us do mitzvahs and averos. It's not that there's a place called Gan Eden or Gehenim, and that we're going to go to, and if we're lucky, if we get enough sechuyos, we're going to get a ticket in. No, we create our own Gan Eden, and we create our own Olam Haba based on the actions that we do on a Kabbalistic level. So that's what it means. Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelak Olam Haba. This is Shar Aleph Perak Yud Aleph. V'lo Amru Ba Olam Haba. Why does it say Yishlam Chelak La Olam Haba and not Ba Olam Haba? So this Ba Olam Haba would mean everybody has a chelak in. You know, Olam Haba is a place, and in Olam Haba you get a ticket, and you get to go in. He says that's not what it means. Aval ha'emes sheha'olam haba hu maisa yedei ha'adam atzmo. Olam Haba is based on a person's actions. Shehirche v'hosef v'hiskin chelek la'atzmo b'maisav. Based on your actions. L'kach amar shekol Yisrael yesh lohem l'kol echad chelek ha'kedusha v'ha'oros v'atzachtzachus shehiskin v'hosef l'olam haba b'maisav haram. It says that Gehenim is just the opposite. That the chet atzmo creates the chorban, it creates the Gehenim. He says v'hu b'chayav b'gehenim mamish ha'makifo b'eis asiyas ha'chet. A person's already in Gehenna when he does the Aveira. He just does not margish it because he's still in this world. But you don't feel the full Kolchas HaTumah until afterwards. But he says that's what it means in the Chazal and Mesechas Erevin on Daf Yates. Ma'amikin lahem Gehenim. Ritzono lomar, Shehin Asmam, Ha'ma'amikin la'asman ha'Gehenim, Umarchivin oso, Umavirin oso b'chet'eyem. The more Aveiras that we do, the more fire that we create in our Gehenim. The more misses that we do, the better we make. So it's just, again, we don't really fully understand that, but the message at least is clear that we create what's going to be in the future. We live a wonderful, productive life, al derech haTorah, so then we create something beautiful. If Chas v'Shalom one doesn't do that, so then, Rachman al-Salam, the opposite. Okay. Eini, okay. Eini, continues the Gemara, across from Tosas v'Tzalmavis, one line down. Eini, is it really true that Rishaim admit at the end that Hashem, you were right? There's another Chazal that says that they don't. Reish Lakish says, interesting to always know the history of Reish Lakish whenever he says anything. Reish Lakish, the bandit who became a big Talmud Chacham later on in life. Reish Lakish says, Rishaim afilu pischo shel gehenim einon chozrin b'tshuva. Reish Lakish, who's one of the biggest Baalei Tshuva ever, says this. Rishaim, even at the Pesach of Gehenim, they're not chozer b'tshuva. Shenemar v'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'nashim ha'poshim bi. V'chulu. Says the Gemara, shepashu lo nemar elo ha'poshim. It says poshim in present tense. Look at the corpses of the people who are posheya, who are negligent against me. It says that present tense, sheposhim b'hochim la'olam. That they're posheya, they continue to be posheya. Presently. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, no kasha, haba poshi, Yisrael, haba poshi, ovdei kachavim. It depends if they're ovdei avodah zara or Yisrael. That's the difference. Poshi Yisrael do admit at the end, but not poshi ovdei kachavim that served other gods during this lifetime. So even at the end, they're not going to. Hachanami mistaver, it makes sense to make this chilek. Diem kain, if you wouldn't make this chilek, kasha the Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish. You'd have a kasha in Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish in the first line said that they're not chozer b'tshuva, and this next line says, Damar Reish Lakish, Poshe Yisrael, ein or Gehenim shalatas mahen. Reish Lakish says, the Poshe Yisrael, the fire of Gehenim does not have control over them. Kal v'chomer mizbeach azov. It's a kal v'chomer from the mizbeach azov, the little mizbeach that they burn incense on. In the Beis Hamikdash, in the Heichal, Mamiz Beach Hazav Sheein Olav Ela Koovi Diner Zahav Amad Kama Sharnav Loshadabo Ahaor. If the Mizbeach Hazav had so much burning on it for so many years, and it just had a little thin layer of gold, and that was enough of a protective layer, some point out because it was wood underneath, it was gold and then wood and then gold. So that's why some say that's. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says it's just thin. It's a thin layer and it protected. Nothing happened to it. Poshe Yisrael Shemalein Mrs. Karimon Shenemer Kepelach Harimon Rakaseich Poshe Yisrael that are full of mitzvos like a rimon is full of seeds, like a pomegranate is full of seeds, and it says Kepelach Harimon Rakaseich Remember Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Al Tikar Rakaseich. It's darshan to mean reikaseich, those who are empty. Shafilu reikanin shabacha. Even the empty ones of you Jews, Malay and Mrs. Karimon, are filled with mitzvahs like a rimon. Alachas kama v'kama. Surely that will be protective of the fires of Gehenim. So therefore, it makes sense as a Gemara to have this chiluk between Poshe Yisrael and Poshe Akum. Okay, two ha'aris on this Gemara. The Mechtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler and Chelek Aleph wonders, how could it be that, fine, even, what does the Gemara say? Even the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, La'asa Lavo, are still going to be strong in their ways. And say, Hashem, no, they're still going to reject. It's going to be the Olam HaEmes. They're going to be out of this world. How are they still going to stand in their rejection? They're going to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to see the Emes. It's the Olam HaEmes, Olam HaFach, whatever it is. How can we say they're going to be Omid Barisham? It's crazy. It's unbelievable. How could somebody be such a poshaya? So says Rav Dessler on page 51 in Chelek Aleph. He says, Ve'ichi sharu lo shama ta'uyos. How could there be any mistakes there? He quotes our Gemara, V'tamua, ha'im bo yadu es das abonos, ras abonoseyem, afilu ba'olam ahu? Says Rav Dessler, an important yisod for us. Says Rav Dessler, there are two aspects. Of course, there's the knowledge. Whenever we do an Aveira, there's the knowledge of it being wrong, but sometimes it's not enough to stop us from doing it. There's also how we've been mitragel ourselves, and how we've accustomed ourselves, what type of people we have brought ourselves to become. So it doesn't matter how much we know in our heads that we shouldn't do something, sometimes, depending on what we've done in our lives and what we've, the type of people that we've become, what he calls the taiva, what, there's a difference between the taiva and the idea, but he explains the taiva to mean the what a person, you know, does and how they've been accustomed themselves. So says Rav Dassel, yes, of course, in the Olam HaEmes, the das of a person is going to know the Emes. But after this Olam HaZeh, one will not be able to change the type of person they are. The type of person you are, your ritzonos and your she'ifos, that's the other word he uses. Where a person is shoeif, his yearnings, your yearnings can't change in the Olam HaEmes. Your yediyah changes because you realize what's going on, you realize the Olam HaEmes, but not your she'ifos. So that's going to be the problem. The Rishayim are going to see that they're totally wrong, but they're not going to be able to stop themselves because they're still Rishayim. And that's what they did in the Olam HaEmes, at least for the time that they're in Gehenna. That's what he says. Kasher yamas ha'adam v'nafshu shava el Olam HaEmes, hein tavin ha'nefesh es ha'dvarim kasher heim. The nefesh will understand. V'chol ta'u yoseh yisbaru l'faneha. Avol she'ifoseh ha'ra'os, asher ha'yu la b'chayeha, kfar nikvu'u ba, v'ha'yu la kinyin ha'nefesh. Al kain afshi yisbaru ha'ra'os l'nefesh, kefiya mitasan, even though you're going to know it, mikamakam ha'she'ifos yisharu ba kasher ha'yu. V'zeu sha'amru, afilo ha'pischa shel Gehenna. Yeah. The Gemara that people learn in Tisha B'Av, yeah. That Uncle says to Bilam, I don't remember that Gemara, yeah. That Bilam says, yes, you should convert, but you should curse them. Right. Because he can't stop himself. He's a Makala. Can't stop himself, right. That we have to try to make ourselves. That's the pshat that they say of the Gemara about the Beinonim also. That everybody's one of the more famous answers about the question of right on Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim Gemurim are finished and Rosham Gemurim are finished and Beinonim are for that Pharisee made Shuva. So Rashi seems to say Mechza Mitzvos Mechza Averus. So ask the Olam, how many people in the world have exactly the same Mitzvos and Averus? Six. So all of us Pharisee made Shuva are for six people, maybe seven. How many people have maybe zero? How many people have exactly the same Mitzvos and Averus? So it says, no, so many of the Bali Moses say it doesn't mean Beinoni. And if you look at the Rambam doesn't say you have to do one more mitzvah to tilt the scale. The Rambam says you have to do tshuva. What do you mean tshuva? So maybe you have 20 more Averis and tshuva will get you 19. No, so many of the Bali Moses say, no, the Beinoni doesn't mean that you have more, you know, exactly equal. Beinoni means, at least according to some Rishonim, it means that you're wishy-washy. You're not one direct, you're not, you know, sometimes you do mitzvahs, sometimes you have Averis. What is it, Tzadik Gomer? He basically does mitzvahs. Sometimes he makes mistakes, but he basically does mitzvahs. A Russia? Okay, he does a couple of mitzvahs here and there. You know, but mostly, he basically does have Averis. But a Beinoni is wishy-washy. Right? Sometimes we do this, sometimes we do that. So that's the purpose of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, to become a person who's a Tzadik Gomer, who basically does mitzvahs. And that's what the Rav Dessler is talking about. To make ourselves that type of person. Obviously, nobody's perfect. But to make ourselves the type of person with the she'ifos of mitzvos, even if we don't have the idea of mitzvos the whole time. So that's what he says, the pshat is of the Gemara. Vayter. Also, I'm not going to read it again, but if you remember, this when we had this chazal back in Meseches Shabbos somewhere, or Brachas, where we had it? Rav Brachas? Afilu reikanish v'cham leh mitzvos karimo. There's a beautiful story in Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust from Mrs. Eliach about this line. I'll just give you, if you have it at home, I'll just give you on page 180, even the transgressors of Israel, about a Jew who is a commander in the German army, and he didn't want to force his Jewish comrades to work on Yom Kippur, the Blush of a Rebbe to work on Yom Kippur. He made him do only Durabanans, and he stood up to the other Germans and can read the story. It's a very powerful story. But the last line the B'lozhi Rebbe said is, now I understand that this Chazal, that even the Reikanin Shebecha, even the transgressors, are filled with Mrs. Karimon like a pomegranate. But that's the title of that story in there. Third wide line. Well, what about that? If you say that everybody, all the Jews do tshuva at the end, and a mitzvah kodesh baruch hu, what does that pasuk refer to? And that refers to somebody who's mechayiv, to go to Gehenim for a moment. And Avram Avinu stands at the door of Gehenim and he saves him. And Avram Avinu saves all those Jews going down to Gehenim, except for one type of Jew. Barmi Yisrael Shabba Basovid Kochavim. Except for a Jew who was Boel a non-Jew, Demashcha Arlaso, because his Arla was Mashuch, was pulled. You don't have to take this literally. You could just say he affected that area of his life. And Avram Avinu says, I'm sorry. Not you. Veloma Vashkele does not recognize him. Rashi says, Veloma Akilo. Right? So just the mitzvah of Bris Mila, if it's not ruined at some later point in our life, that itself is what saves us from a Gehenim. Avraham Avinu says, he's one of mine. He's one of mine. I can take him. Give him to me. That's what Avraham Avinu says. And the Ben Yehoyada here says, it's Mita Keneged Mita. If somebody is Boel Aramis, Boel a non-Jew, and he doesn't want to separate himself from the outside world, Avraham Avinu says, okay, I'm not going to separate you either. You can keep going. I'm not going to be Mavdil you. You are Mavdil yourself. I'm not going to be Mavdil you. So it's Mita Keneged Mita. Oh yeah, Bris Mila, boom, we already got our tickets. Maskifla, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, I don't like the whole diak earlier. You think poshim means present tense, so because it's pashi v'azli, there are a lot of things that are said present tense and that it mean past. It says, Hamotzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, Hamala eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Right, so that's Hashem still taking us out of Mitzrayim. So obviously, and we had this in the Gemara in Brachas, by the Mem area, right, Hamotzi, we had a discussion. That hamotzi, do we say hamotzi lechem min haaretz or matzah? But that was a Mefarshim pointed out that here is just assumed to be past, even though there was a machlokas. Either way, but there you see it means past. El da'asiku ba'afik, it means past. Achanami the pashiyu. So says the Rav Kahana. There's no diak about they're still not doing tshuva because poshim could still mean that they did. It doesn't have to mean present tense. The Yomer Birmiya Ben Elazar. Rabbi Elazar again says, you have to thank him for giving us these couple of blocks in Maseches Eirvin as a breather. Shlosh Pesachim Yesh LeGehenim. There are three doors to Gehenim. Echad Bamidbar, one in the desert, Ve'echad Bayam, and one in the sea, Ve'echad B'Yerushalayim, and one in Yerushalayim. The Marsha says, one should never think that he's away from it, that he doesn't have to worry about it. On all three parts of the earth, on land, in the water, on land, the desolate areas, and in Yerushalayim, which symbolizes populated areas. That's what the Marsha says. In all three areas. By Midbar, Dechsev, in the desert, as it says, V'yirdu heim b'chol ha'shalayim chayim sha'ola. By Yam, Dechsev, the Pasuk, mi beten sha'ol shavasi shamata koli. How does that Pasuk refer to the Yam? That's Yonah calling. V'Yerushalayim, Dechsev, Ne'um Hashem, asher or lo b'tzion, v'taner lo b'Yerushalayim, v'taner dever b'yishmal, asher or lo b'tzion, ze Gehenim, the first of Gehenim, v'taner lo b'Yerushalayim, zu pischa shal Gehenim. So you see, there are three doors to Gehenim. Sefer that we haven't quoted in a while, the Bi'urei Chasidus, L'shas, so he quotes there from the Rav Yebi. Rav Yebi, I don't know who that is, one of the Rebbes. So he says, what are these three psachim of Binbar Yam Geheb Yerushalayim? He says, Shlosha Dvar Mevienes Adam Leirei L'Gehenim. There are three things that can bring a person to go down to Gehenim. Echad Bamidbar, She'eno Nizhar B'Diburo, Midbar for the word Medaber. Now Nizhar in our Dibur, V'Nichsha B'Lashon Hara V'Rechilis V'Chadome. That's Dibur, that's Midbar. Echad Bayam, what's Yam? Yam Ataiva. Kamosha Yam, Eino Malay, Kach Ein Adam Meis, V'Chazi Tavasa Biado. Yam symbolizes the never-ending sea, the never-ending, you know, whatever, we have a rutzum, whenever we have a desire for something, right? The Chazal say a person doesn't die in Chazi Taiva Zeina Biado. We don't have at the end of our life half the things that we wanted. The Echad Yerushalayim, you don't have proper Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim, Yerei Shalem, She'en Lo Yerush Shalema, V'Kal B'Daito Lazidu L'Harshia. So those are the three things. Then he says, even look at the next lines. The Gemara continues. Vesu leka, there are no more psachim to Gehenim. Sukkah. V'amr, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, V'amr lo tana, Rabbi Bar Melion, B'debei, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakai, Shnei Tamaros, Yish, B'gai Ben Hinnom. There are two palm trees in the valley of Ben Hinnom. V'ola Ashim Ibn'em, the smoke that goes out from between them. V'uzui Sheshaninu Sini Harabazok Sheiros. And the branches from that desert are kosher to use for lulavim. V'zui Pischa Shal Gehenim, that's the Pesach of Gehenim. See, there's a fourth one. So the answer is Dilma Haini Yerushalayim. Maybe that's the Yerushalayim one. But continues the Rav Yebi. He says, what are those? Shei Tamaros? That's Maramzos. to two other midos. Hamramzos, the tomorrow stand up straight. Hamramzos l'gaiva v'kas. Kas comes from gaiva. Ve'maylos ashon shegarmos l'kas. It's maylos ashon, it makes person smoky when he's about gaiva and he's full of kas. And I'm telling you, Gemara, no, that's Yerushalayim. No, that's your part of Yerushalayim. If somebody is Yerushalayim, then he's not going to be the about gaiva. He's not going to have the kas. That's how we read the Gemara. That's how a Rebbe reads a piece of Gemara. Amrib Shibin Levi, Zion Shamus Yishakanim, there are seven names to. Oh, just one. All right, I also saw a shame, the Imri Amos, once we're on Chassidus Rebbes. The Imri Amos says, but Avram Avinu stands at the Pesach of Gehenim and says everybody, but there are three Pesachim. How can it be at three places at the same time? Right, so number one, maybe there's only one going in and three others going out. Maybe there are other doors to get out, but there's only one Knisa. That's one answer. But Imri Amos also says, maybe the same way Eliyahu HaNavi is at every bris, even though it takes place at the same time, Avram Avinu can be at all the Pesachim at the same time. You know, don't ask me some kashas. Okay, so yes or no, answer a kasha with another kasha. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Zayin Shemos Yesh L'Gehenim, Ve'eluhain, seven names. Sha'ol, Ivadon, Be'er Shachas, Ubar Sha'on, Ve'tit, Hayavan, Ve'tzalmavas, Ve'eres Tachtas. Okay, the Gemara is going to quote Pesukim for each of these. Sha'ol, Tafsimi Betan, Sha'ol, Shavazishim, Ashamata Koli. Ivadon, Tafsiv, Ha'isupar, Be'kever Chastecha, Munascha, Be'ivadon, Be'er Shachas, Tafsiv, Kilos, Hazov, Nashil, Sha'ol, Sidin, Chasidecha, L'Ros Shachas. Ubar, Sha'on, Bar Sha'on, Ve'tit, Hayavan, Tafsiv, Ve'yaleini, Be'bar Sha'on, Be'tit, Hayavan, Ve'tzalmavas, Tafsiv, Yoshachosh, Ve'tzalmavas, the Eres Hatachdus Gemara here. That's a Mesorah. Vesulaka, there are only seven names. So Ika Gehenim. There's also Gehenim. That's also one of the names of Gehenim. Is it Gehenim Gehenim? The Gemara says, no, Gehenim is just a descriptive phrase. It's not a real name. Ge Sha'amuka Sha'akol Yored Ba Al Iske Hinam. It's a gate, it's a valley that goes down depth, that everybody goes down because of Iske Hinam. What's Hinam? Rashi says Arias. Question, how do you see Darshan that? But that's, so that's why it's really not an inherent name. V'yayika tipateh, there's another name for Gehenim, d'chsiv, kiyarach me'asbol tipateh, where's it? No, ha-hu, again, that's descriptive. Shekala mispateh, b'yitzro yipol sham. Tipateh means anybody who's seduced by his yitzer will fall there. Period. Gan Eden, Am Reish Lakish in Be'eretz Yisrael, he, Reish Lakish says, if Gan Eden has a doorway in Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely by Beis Sha'an Pischo. Definitely by Beit Sha'an. Right? Beit Sha'an is somewhere in between, right? It's south of Tveria. It's about an hour south of Tveria, in between going up the road over there, north of Yerushalayim, north of Shiloh. So if Eretz Yisrael, Beit Sha'an, because Rashi says Beit Sha'an has the sweetest fruit in all of Eretz Yisrael. So Pesach has got to be there. Vim Barabia, and if it's in Arabia, we know people in Arabia, you know, they plant thorns for their camels. That's what we know about Arabia so far. And we had that in the Masechah Shabbos, right? Vim Arabia, base garam pisco. Base garam is its Pesach, because that is great fruit. Vim bein anaharasud, dumaskin in pisco. Fine. Bebavel, Abaya, mishtabech, beperi, temever, yamina. Abaya loved the fruit of the right side of the river, of the Euphrates. Rav, mishtabech, beperi, teharfina. Okay. Again, the last point, and then we'll get back to Maseches Erevin here. The Ian Yaakov, one of the Mefarshim in the Ian Yaakov, asks, why are there seven Pesachim to Gehenim and three Pesachim to Gan Eden? That's not fair. We usually know, Merubah, Midah, the good Midah is greater than the Midah Peronis. Only, what, they have seven doors to get into Gehenim? So, he gives two answers. Number one, maybe it's that, you know, the more doors there are to Gehenim, the more chance you have to do tshuva. To admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, so you have one door. So yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches to the second door, and the second door. Come on already! So it's good, it's L'Tova. That's number one. He says, or, where's my Ein Yaakov here? He gives another answer. Oh, right, so he says maybe it's based on Inui Hadin, the Halacha Sanhedrin, that once the Pesach Din is carried out, you can't delay it in order to carry out the death penalty. That's why there are more doors. Wherever you are, go right down. Kind of the opposite answer. So so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Ma'an, the din of a person. Okay, Gan Eden, you'll get there a couple minutes later. But that's why there might be more doors. Okay. Three lines from the bottom. Back to Masechet Erevin. Okay, those of you, I just want to take 1 minute to say the Yesodos of the Mishnah from yesterday, because that is that's what we're getting back to. And those who are listening to the Shiurim out of order, let me just mention it. Back in the first Mishnah, Masechta Yuzayin Mabay, in the Perek Yuzayin Mabayz, we had a discussion that there was a pit. We have had this case referred to a number of times before in the Masechta, the Pasan case, the Osen Pasan case. You have a pit that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. It's a Rishus HaYachid. You want to feed your animals outside the pit. So what do you do? Because outside the pit is Rishus Arabim. So Chazal allowed you to make these diyumdin on the four corners outside the pit in a certain area to make four right angle walls at the corners to be, and there's a picture of it in the picture book, to be symbolic walls. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Meir says that's not, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says that's not enough. You have to have straight pasin in between the four right angle corners. So altogether, there's the four in the corners and there's straight pasin going across in between them. So that was one machlokas which we're going to refer back to. How much space is allowed in between these pasin, these walls? So that was also a machlokas. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah had said enough to allow two teams of oxen with three animals each going in opposite directions, three going in, three going out. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, four oxen on each one. So eight animals altogether going in and out. Tied up, the Mishnah has said, and not loose, but going, one going in and one going out. Okay, that's what the Mishnah has said, and we'll refer to those again. So says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Ubeinam kamali shtei, between them, between the pasin, you're allowed to have the size of two teams of animals tied up and not loose. That's what the Mishnah said. Kshuros and not mutaros. Says the Gemara, Pshita, give the Tanalik Kshuros, have ananya dina delavi mutaros. Once they have to be tied up, you know that it can't be loose. What do you have to have both of the words for? No, ma'o the tema kshuros, kain kshuros. You might have said you don't actually need tied up, but like close enough that as if they would be tied up. But you don't actually have to be tied up. Avo mamish lo, you don't need to actually tied up, which would be even closer. Kamash lo mutar. No, mamish has to be the measurement as if they would be tied up. Achad rechaz v'achad yosis, one going in and one going out, meaning the three animals going in, there are three coming out, or four and four. Tana ravka nichnases for ravka yosis. So it doesn't just mean the animals, but it means the ravka with all the equipment. With all the equipment on it, and it's the three going in together and the three going out together. Tana Rabbanan, Kama Rosha Veruba Shalpara. And one other halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that how close are you allowed to bring these walls? How small of an area are you allowed to enclose? So the Mishnah had said enough to have your cow's Rosh and Ruba, Rosh the head and most of its body in this opening. Right, and that's what we had a picture of this on. In picture 127, if you want to look back to it, picture 127, I said, I had a picture of the animal. You can bring it very close as long as the animal's, most of its body and head can be inside these machitzas. So, talking about a kama rosh v'rubah shapara, how long is the average para? We referred to a machlokas yesterday about the machlokas we shown him. Is this measurement for all animals, or do you go by each and every animal? Camels have their shear, and goats have their shear, and cows have their shear. Machlokas we shown him. Okay. So, but either way, it says, how long is an animal, is a cow? Two amos long. Fine. The kama of yeshapara, how wide is an animal? Ama ushne shlishi ama. 1 2/3. So, a para is 1 2/3, average para is 1 2/3 amos wide. So if you multiply that, now we're going to do the math to figure out how much space is there allowed, according to Rabbi Meir, who allowed six animals, three going in, three going out, and Rabbi Yehuda said four animals, four going in, four going out. So 1 2/3 times six, according to Rabbi Meir, Shehein, Ke'eser, de Rabbi Meir. That works out to be 10 amos. So Rabbi Meir Shita is 10 amos allowed in between these pasin, in between these diumdin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer a little more. He allows 4 and 4, so you got 4 times 1 2/3, Kishlosh Esrei Amma, Uka Arba Esrei Amma. Like 13 amos, like 14 amos. It's somewhere between 13 and 14. We'll see 13 and a third, but the Gemara will describe that in a second. Says the Gemara, Ke'eser? Ha'eser Havi. What do you mean, according to Rabbi Meir, it's like 10? It's exactly 10, if you do the math. So the Gemara said, no, Mishum Debay L'misi Seifa K'shosh Esrei, because the Seifa is going to say, like 13 in Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the price is at the beginning, like 10. But really, you're right, it is exactly 10. The Gemara says, K'shosh Esrei, like 13, Tzvei Havian. What do you mean, like 13? It's more than 13. So the Gemara says, Mishum Debay L'misi Karbasri. No, because the next line is going to say, like 14. That's why he says, like 13. The Gemara says, what's that? Karbasri Halo Havi. But it's not like 14 either. So the Gemara says, no, it says both, because it's in between. Amar Apapa, Yiseros, Ashlosh Esrei, Ve'ina Magiz Larbasrei. It's between 13 and 14. Fine. Period. So that's the machlokas between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. 10 amos in between, or 13 and the third amos in between. Amar Apapa, and the Brisa. Amar Apapa, Bebar Shmona, Dukuli Amalo Pligi Dobli Inim Shutin. So now we're going to talk about the machlokas in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir had said, I'm sorry, the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda had said, all you need are these four corners are surrounding. But Rabbi Meir had said that you also need these straight planks in between the four corners. What case are they arguing about? You always need those straight planks. Sometimes you need those straight planks. What's the machlokes about? So it says Rabbi Papa. Amar Papa. B'bar shmon al kolei amalo pligi delo minim shutin. If the bar itself is 8 amos wide, then everybody agrees, and not more, everybody agrees you don't need pshutin. Because Rashi explains the math. Think about it in your heads. The bar is 8 amos wide. We've said that the length of the rosh and rove of a cow is 2 amos. Right, as we said on the bottom of the previous amud. So let's say you need enough space on each side of the bar, 2 amos worth, because that's as much space that you need on each side. So if you have, it's 8 amos long, the bar. Then you got 2 amos on each side. Altogether, that's 12. But remember, the pasin, each leg of these right angles are 1 amma long. So 1 amma goes into these 12. So take away 2 from the 12. So in between the two edges, the two inner edges of these right angled walls are 10 amos. 10 amos, then nobody would require that you need straight pasin. So that's why if the bar is 8 amos long, which would mean 2 amos on each side for the length of the animal, 12 altogether. Take away 1 on each side, because the length of each wall is 1 amma, 10 long, then even Rabbi Meir would agree you don't need the straight ones in between. But if the bar is 12 amos long, which would mean, with space of 2 amos on each side to fit the animals, 16, take away 2, 14. If you have 14 in between, we just said Rabbi Yehuda allows 13 and a third at most, not 14. So then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you need pshutin in between. Ki pligi, so what's the machlokas about? Mishmodat shemesre, when the bar is between 8 and 12, which lamaisa would mean is the space more than between 10 amos and 13 and a third amos. That's the machlokas. Mishmodat shemesre, or Meir binim pshutin, Rabbi Yehuda lo binim pshutin. Meir would say, yes, you need. Rabbi Yehuda would say you don't need. So says the Gemara of Rav Habba, Michael Mashal and Tanina. What's Rav Habba telling me? If you work out the math, so you're just telling me the machlokas is above 10, 13 and a third. So that's what the Brisa said beferish. What do you need to for this backhanded how much the bar is? The Brisa said a beferish up above. Figured out the math. So the Gemara answer, no, Rav Papa, Brisa l'shamilei. Rav Papa never heard of the Brisa. The Kamash Blanca Brisa. And you're right, he's telling you the same exact halakha as the Brisa, but he didn't know it. So now the Gemara continues. Abaya asks Rabba a number of questions. We're going to get to four of them today, and the rest are going to continue tomorrow, which tomorrow is really the first day Yontif, because this is tomorrow's daf. Okay, by minei Abaya mei Rabba, herich b'tziyum din. You're allowed to learn on Hashanah Rabba, though. You're allowed to, I'm giving you the heter. Right, even though there's no daf tomorrow, you're allowed to chazer, you're allowed to look over Maseches Erevin, you can even look over Brachas and Shabbos. Should be learning on Hashanah, it's the Chasimas Adin. We should learn on Hashanah, dafka, the day of Hashanah Rabba, shouldn't be the one day that we don't learn. Right, so we should at least try to learn something tonight and tomorrow. Okay. Reb Meir in the Mishnah had said that you need straight ones in between. So is that dafka, straight ones? Or could you just make the right angled ones longer so that there's no more than 10 amos in between? Do you need dafka the extra straight ones, or can you make these longer? Rashi says, what's the suffix? The suffix is because maybe if you have extra straight ones, that's more of a hecker. It's more of a hecker, so that's why you would require dafka the straight ones, not just make the right angle ones longer. The Ritva says, what are you talking about? What kind of hecker do you need here? You're just making mechitzas. You don't need it's not a mavui. You don't need that. It's not a hecker. You're just creating a Rosh Hashayachid. So that's why he gives a daf from different shot. He said, no, the point is that if you allow, there's a kula and a chumra by each one. If you allow these extra pasin, so then you're going to end up having paritz merubah la'omed, as we mentioned at the beginning of yesterday's shir. So that's one thing that you wouldn't want it. But on the other hand, if you have a longer wall, again, he works out, I don't remember. Each one has a kula and a chumra. If you have a longer wall, what does he say here? He says, then you would have to, there would be less airspace in general. Not that it would be more omen rubala paris, but less airspace. Again, I'm not saying it fully, but if you look in the Ritva here, he gives a different shot than Rashi. What are the two tstadim of the suffix here? Do you need pshutin, or could you just extend the corner ones? Armalei teni tuot, isn't it in the Mishnah? Ubashi yarba b'pasin. Our Mishnah says you can extend as much as you want, as long as you are marbe in the pasin that you put out. As long as you can make the area very big, as long as you don't allow it to have more than 10 amos in between. So my lav, doesn't the language shayarba b'pasin mean demarach b'diyumdin? You're marbe b'pasin. Doesn't that mean that you extend the diyumdin, and that would prove that you don't need the straight ones? No, lo demafish favip shutin. No, that line of the Mishnah means that you add on shutin, so there's no raya. Ihachi, if it just means that you have shutin, hi uvavashi yarbe bipasin, ashi yarbe pasin mi barilei. It shouldn't say that you're marbe in the pasin. That sounds like that they're already there, that you were marbe pasin, that you put new ones there. So the Gemara says, okay, tani ashi yarbe pasin. Okay, change it. That's what the Mishnah means. Either way, there's no raya which one to do. Ika da amri, or the opposite, amrle tenitua, different version, which is the same inconclusive at the end. Amrle tenitua, the answer is, yeah, we learned it in the Mishnah. Uvashi yarba b'pasin, as long as you add on pasin. My lav de mafesh v'avip shutin, doesn't that mean that you extend, that you add straight ones and don't just extend the corner ones? Lo de marak b'diyumdin, no, the Mishnah means that you extend the diyumdin. Hachanai v'stavra, and that makes sense from the Mishnah. Minitani b'vashi yarba b'pasin shmamina. Oh, so this is not inconclusive. According to this version, it is shmamina that you're allowed to be ma'arich the corner ones. Question number two. Vayimnei Abayimei Rabba. Yosef Mishlashes Re'ama Mishlashes Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the maximum that you're allowed in between the two pasin are 13 and a third amos. So, if it's more than that, what's better to do? Pshutin Avid or B'diyumdin Marech? Same kind of question as before, but within Rabbi Yehuda. Is it better? Does he require you to have pasin, straight ones, or could he be Marech the Diyumdin? Amar Leitani Tua. Right, so he says, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? V'kamehe mekuravin, this is a quote from the Mishnah from yesterday. I'm sorry, this is a similar quote from the Mishnah, but it's in the Tosefta. Kamehe mekuravin, how close are you allowed to make the, how small are you allowed to make the area? Kadei rosh v'ruba shalparava, as long as the head and the robe of the par can fit in, we've said that's two amos. V'kamehe ruchakin, how far can you make it? Afilu kurva, afilu kurayim, very big, as long as you add on passing, you can make it as big as you want. Rabbi Yehuda amar beis asayim mutter, yosef beis asayim aser. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, only maximum of Beis HaSayim, 5,000 square amos, not more than that. Amr lo Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Yet the mode bedir v'sar umuksa v'chatzer, afilu bas chameshes kurim, afilu bas asara kurim shemutter. Don't you admit when you have a backyard or you have a stable where you keep animals or a muksa where you keep wood, don't you admit that you can make that as big as you want? Right, as long as you have the mechitzas there. So Amar Lahan, yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but that's different. Zu mechitza ve'elu pasin. That's where you have actual mechitzas. Here you're talking about pasin. So says the Gemara, we're medayik from the language that Rabbi Yehuda used. V'im isa, and if it's true that you could just be, you could add on and make the walls longer, then zu mechitza v'zu mechitza mibayle. He should have called them mechitzas in this case. Pasin sounds like you're adding on extra walls. That are extra, but not added on. If you just extend the corner walls, those would be mechitzas. That wouldn't be pasin. So a medayik from there, that Rabbi Yehuda himself, if it was more than 13 and a third, would require separate pasin. So Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. No, really, there's no riot. What he really meant was as follows. Zu toras mechitza aleh upertzeza be'eser. No, that's the world of walls, which has a 10 amma maximum limit. The elu toras pasin, in this case, is about pasin. But it's not that you dafka have to use pasin. The birtzel sam b'shlosh zoyam b'shlish. And this case is different because it could be 13 and a third. Third question. What if on one of the corners of this well, there's a picture of this in 128, you have a mound that the slope of it goes up 10 tzvachim within 4 amos. That's called telemislaket. We're going to have that a number of times. Telemislaket, a mound that slopes, it goes up 10 tzvachim within 4 amos. So is that good for a diumid or not? Can you use that? Armalei tenitua, didn't we learn it? In Eto Sefta, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hayis Hashem Evan Merubaz, if you have a square Evan, a square stone, now picture 129, can you use a square stone, top left over there, can you use a square stone for a Diumid? So Rowan, we say Rowan, it's as if, if you can carve out a diomed and the spaces will be right, then it's fine. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochanan Bar Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel goes one step further. He says, even if you have a round one, if you have a round stone, you could go two steps. Rowan calls she'ilu techakek, v'techalek, v'yish ba'amalakan v'amalakan idom shem diomed, v'imav enon idom shem diomed. There you have to go two steps. It's as if it's square, and then it's as if you carved it down and it looks like a diomed. So the first, so b'maikam, what's the machlokas between these two amoraim? Marsava, the first opinion says chad rowan amrinan, shrei rowan lo amrinan. You say one rowan that you could say as if it's carved out, but you don't say two rowan that it's as if it's square and as if it's carved out. Well, marsava afil shrei rowan ami amrinan. The other man never says even two rowan would be allowed. So we're comparing this to telemislaket. Rashi here says the telemislaket is compared to a round one because it's not exactly square. So you'll have to say rowan that as if it's square and rowan that you carve it out, and they're going to be a machlokas tanaim. That's what it is saying here. One more, number four. You know what? It'll take 2 minutes to do this. I'm not going to do this one right now. I'll leave this one. Question number four for the first day Yontif. And there are four or five, a couple other questions. And then Daf Chapet Hashem will be Shmi Yetzeres' Daf. You can just turn over just to have a quick peek of something that we're going to get to on Daf Chapet Mabez. Look in the Hagos Habach. Look at that picture. Menachem will tell you what the significance is. Hagos Habach. Hagos Habach. Oh, the art school doesn't have it over there?
They do
have it. Look at the Hagos Habach on Chapet Mabez. Keep turning. Look in the Bach. Look at the back. There's a house on the side, the bottom right of the... Bottom right. Keep turning. You see it? Everybody see that picture? In the Hagos Habach? You got it? Okay. We'll talk about the significance. What? They totally cuts out with the... What? Yeah, what it looks like the talking animal. Yeah, it looks like the talking animal. What? Doesn't have a moo?
Oh, it doesn't say what it's saying in between.
Okay, so in order to get that Vard right, you have to look in the older versions. The old versions of the Gemara has a beautiful...